my skill at precise spoken English with minimal accent. I am Australian. For 10 years, from the age of 8 years to 17 years inclusive, I attended for 2 hours per session on 2 afternoon sessions per week for each week of the 42-week school year, speech and English literature lessons with a speech and drama teacher. For each of those years, I was involved in the Steadfords, both individually in recitation and impromptu reading, and in groups in speech choirs. As a result of the 10 years of exposure to correct spoken English, I now speak with what is called an educated Australian accent, which is almost free of any accent at all. I will attempt to make a further small change to my speech in these audio recordings to make my speech seem to be even closer to an international English. Within those speech lessons, I have also learned narrow form phonetics and am able, therefore, to understand the nuances in speech sounds in spoken English. Once I have this advanced aspect of the clear and distinct pronunciation and enunciation of English speech established on this site, I will consider developing lessons in a facility to provide the earlier stages of learning English language, such that this site will detail the most effective way to progress to the advanced stage of clear and distinct articulation of English speech. I am happy to be responsive to perceived needs by students availing themselves of my website. I am happy to receive communications via my PHP contact form in the hypertext link under that text. I will attempt to reply in English, but in short, simple sentences so that they will translate with translation programs with greater accuracy. I have spent a number of years learning second languages myself. Not that I can speak any language other than English fluently. The reason that I advise this is so that you will know I realise what is involved in learning a second language. For 2 years, when I was aged 14 and 15, I learned German. In 2001, at the University of Queensland, I studied Russian. In both German, and even more so in Russian language, grammatical sense is conveyed by word construction, such that the meaning is generally clear, even when the word order is changed in that sentence. I studied Mandarin for 6 weeks in 2004, until I was offered a place in a PhD program. In that time, I learned that grammatical meaning in Mandarin is determined by word order. English language has a combination of the two forms for conveying grammatical meaning. Because I have been involved in learning second languages, I have a good understanding of what students will be experiencing learning English as a second language. I trust too, I will anticipate any unusual difficulties students may have learning English.